I don't know anything about Nick Greason. I'm not going to talk about Jarvis Moss. And everybody that was held out of practice today was basically a coaching decision, and some of those guys will be out here this afternoon, and that's kind of how it'll be going forward. Don't have any update on the rookies as of yet in terms of Robert and Noshon signing. Again, we're hopeful and eager to get them in here very shortly. So, did I answer everybody's questions?
I know you're not going to go in depth on Jarvis, but you still a holding pattern with him? You haven't heard anything?
It's a personal situation, and we granted Jarvis permission to take the time to do what he needed to do. And again, I'm not going to talk about that based on, like I said, the personal situation and the personal matter that it is.
What are you seeing from Eddie Royal in your early days here?
I like Eddie Royal a lot, and he does a lot of good things. He can move around. Eddie's very smart, one of the smartest, one of the smartest receivers I've been around, and we have quite a few smart ones here. He understands defense. He runs great routes. He's got great hands, although he did drop one today in the red zone. He's catching on. He's really excited. Learns more and more every day, gets better every day, works hard every day. Has a great attitude, great team player, great teammate, great guy to coach.
Josh, would you say Peyton Hill's more of a tailback at this point than a fullback?
Peyton could be a lot of things. We don't even name our backs really. I mean, they're all gonna, like I said, you're gonna see a heck of a lot more one back sets than two back sets. So if you wanted to say that he'd be in the game more as a one back. That I don't know if that's fair or not. We'll have to see how it kind of all unfolds. But he does both, and he does them pretty well. And he continues to get better, and that's not easy either. Because you're really learning two different positions and two spots. So credit to him that he can handle multiple roles and try to improve in both of those each day. Because he's not just coming out here and working at one spot.
Did you enjoy his playlist today?
Say it again.
Did you enjoy his?
I knew some of those songs. I don't think many of the teammates knew them. But that's something fun we do for the guys that were the off-season award winners. We kind of rotate the playlist, and that was Peyton's day today.
Not you've gotten impads. His hill's pretty impressive.
Physically?
Yeah.
He's a very tough, physical style of play, kind of style that we love and appreciate.
Josh, any update on Brandon Marshall?
No. Nothing, just, like I said, coaching decision based on, like I said, there's multiple guys that aren't out here, and some of them will be today and later today, some will probably be out here back tomorrow.
What have you seen from your defense the first few days? As far as picking up the scheme and really taking it out, are you happy with their progress?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say happy or unhappy, just they're making progress, they are. I think the one thing that they're all starting to really understand is how physical we want to play. And there's a lot of drills we're doing and a lot of teamwork that we're doing that puts a lot of emphasis on being physical, winning the line of scrimmage and those kind of things. And our defense is accepting every challenge that the offense gives to it. And, the offense obviously has a little bit more cohesiveness coming from last year than the defense does because we don't have nearly as many new faces on there. But the defense is holding their own and getting better every day. And like I said, they understand the style we're trying to establish.
How has Mike Nolan already put his stamp on that defense?
He's aggressive. He calls his defense is aggressive. He wants the players to play aggressively. I think they all respond to him and his teaching style. He pushes every position group. He can coach, anywhere on the field. He can coach. Obviously, the secondary, the linebackers, the front, special teams, whatever you want them to do, and multifaceted. And like I said, the players have really responded to the way that he pushes them and challenges them every day, and he's very aggressive, and we like that.
How is Elvis Dumervil doing in picking up his new position?
He's doing fine. Elvis is, again, he's playing a little bit of a different position, but it just might be the perfect position for Elvis. So that's what we're hoping for all those outside linebackers that have made the transition, because most of the outside linebackers in National Football League were defensive ends at some point in their lives. Most of them were defensive ends in college. So Elvis is no different than those guys. He's just been in the league a little longer, which probably gives him a little bit of an advantage in terms of making the adjustment because he understands, you know, some of what's going on the other side of the ball.
Just an obvious question. How important is it, is the nose tackle in this defense, and how are Fields and Baker doing so far?
They're doing fine. We've got a lot of guys rolling in there, not just Fields. And Baker's obviously getting a little bit of work in there, but Powell and Marcus Thomas. But it's important. You know, that guy can't evacuate the middle of the defense. I mean, you can't let the linemen get up there to the linebackers too fast. You got to be able to absorb two blockers sometimes. And it happens so much faster inside than it does outside that they have to be able to react quickly to whatever the blocking scheme may be. So they're doing a respectable job right now and getting better every day. I think, you know, physically they're fine. You know, they can handle the physical punishment, and then they're all 315 or more and strong men. So they come to work every day and try to get better, and you're right, it is an important part of that defense.
Is Thomas going to be more of an end or a tackle?
We're kind of playing with both. There's a few of those guys that are going back and forth, because when you play the 3-4 system, you may only take 5 linemen to the game, sometimes 6 linemen to the game, so somebody's got to have some versatility to be able to do both, you know, because you may not have a backup at every spot. So, you know, somebody's going to have to be able to come in there and, say, be the 4th lineman and play nose or end if somebody goes down. So, you know, we have to try to develop some depth there and some versatility, which is always valuable to us.
How tough is it doing both?
Say it again?
How tough is it trying to learn tackle and end? Because there's got to be some...
You're right. Like I said, it happens faster inside than it does outside. So there's definitely a different mode that you go into when you go inside, when you've been outside most of the time. So it's not necessarily the easiest thing, which is why, like I said, it's a challenge. But they're all going to get put through it, and they're going to get plenty of reps to start to develop at both spots. All right. Thanks.